Nolte, top pollster finds 47% say likely Democrats stole election. By John Nolte on November 19, 2020. Only 50% of likely voters say the 2020 election was not stolen by Democrats, while 47% said it is likely Democrats stole the election. There are polls and then there are Polo LS. Fox News, New York Times/Siena, Washington Post ABC, Quinnipiac, NBC/Marist, Reuters/Ipsos, Monmouth, Politico/Morning Consult. Those are all polls, totally useless liars and propagandists who have gotten three election cycles so horribly and deliberately wrong, only a fool would pay attention to them. Liars. Damned liars. Polo LS. Get away from me with your Polo LS. And don't even get me started on that useless clown Nate Silver. Based on their track recorded, you know, actual merit. I trust IBD/Tip, Susquehanna, Terfelger, and Rasmussen. Those are pollsters. Those are polls. And when Rasmussen tells us a whopping 47% of likely voters believe the Democrats stole the election, I am confident in passing that along. How likely is it, Rasmussen asked 1,000 likely voters between November 17 to 18, that Democrats stole votes or destroyed pro-Trump ballots in several states to ensure Biden would win? Only 50% said it was not likely, while a whopping 47% said it was likely. Not at all likely, 41%. Not very likely, 9%. Somewhat likely, 11%. Very likely, 36%. There's another way to look at this. Only 41% are certain the election was not stolen from Trump. The partisan breakdown is not exactly what I expected, with 75% of Republicans, 75%, saying it is very, 61%, or somewhat, 14%, likely the election was stolen. Get this. 30% of Democrats, say it is very, 20%, or somewhat, 10%, likely the election was stolen from Trump. Of course, 69% of Democrats say it is not at all. 61%, or not very, 8%, likely the election was stolen from Trump. Still, that 30% of Democrats who say it was stolen is pretty remarkable. On the issue of whether Trump should concede, 61% say he should, while 33% say no. 84% of Democrats, 37% of Republicans, and 59% of unaffiliated voters say Trump should concede. But 57% of Republicans disagree, which means they want him to keep up the fight. When asked the all-important question of whether your friends and neighbors think Trump should concede, only 51% say yes, while 30% say no, 18% are unsure. The reason the friends and neighbors question is important is because America's top pollsters believe that question is a more accurate reflection of the true intent of the person being surveyed. Now that we live in an increasingly fascist country where roving bands of left-wing brown shirts will either get you fired, or blacklist you, or physically assault you for supporting Trump, people have become shy about telling pollsters the truth of their Trump support. So, let me repeat this. Only 51% say Trump should concede. LOL. Democrats and their media minions are losing the public relations battle, and losing it badly. Someone still needs to explain to me why four deep blue cities, Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and Milwaukee, all of a sudden stopped counting when Trump was in the lead. Never in my life have I seen the counting stop like that. And when the counting restarted, will you look at all those Biden votes? Brother, that stinks to high heaven, and until I hear an explanation that makes sense, no, no. You know what? There is no explanation that would ever make sense of that. So until the votes in those states are audited in detail with transparency, I will never completely accept the outcome of a Biden victory. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.